clear their airways for the big broadcast. It's time for HempRadio.com, your source for everything hemp and cannabis. With your host, Patty Cakes, the queen of cannabis.
Hey, welcome to Hemp Radio. It's Patty Cakes, the queen of cannabis. And oh my goodness, I am here at the Checkmate Magno Almeida Gym.
Yep, jiu-jitsu gym.
And it's jiu-jitsu and kickboxing gym with a lot of sweaty balls. That's all I can say. I mean, I am watching this and it is pretty crazy. And I'm really thinking that I can kick the shit out of you guys.
Really? Come on in, Patty.
Strength is in my feet. I have a very strong feet.
Really?
Yeah.
So you'll give us you'll do some nice toe holds or what?
Yeah. Yeah,
nice.
I'll kick your face off.
You'll kick my face off. Okay, I'm scared now. I think I'm gonna stop doing this.
Anyway, we have some people that we're gonna talk to that are using
Our Life CBD.
We're using Our Life CBD, and that's the reason why we're here, because Sean and Henry have a product called Our Life CBD.
Yeah.
And why are we here today?
We're here today because basically this is where a lot of it originated. I do jiu-jitsu. I mean, I do it 5 days a week. It's a passion of mine.
How do you feel about the sweaty balls?
Sweaty balls, I don't really think of it, because when you're trying to get choked out, you really don't think about anything except survival.
Really?
You know, really.
And even though you know, this is like pretend, it's not real. Well, I mean, in your head, do you make it real?
No, well, that's the cool thing about jiu-jitsu. Jiu-jitsu is one of the few martial arts that you can pretty much go 100% while you're sparring.
What do you mean 100%?
I'm meaning we're going
for the kill.
We're going for chokeholds. We're going for different types of, obviously we're not punching, but we're going for submissions. And
are you allowed to punch in jiu-jitsu?
No, you can't. But you're doing arm locks, leg locks, chokes. You basically are going for a submission and to get in dominant positions.
That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly. So, I mean, basically it's actually really good. It's actually, Patty, it's really good for women. One of the cool things that is something kind of cool in the gym that we have is there's a bunch of little kids that train in the gym too. My kids train. There's a few little girls in here that are around 7, 8 years old, and we have a kind of running joke in the gym between a couple of the parents. One of the dads, his daughter's 7 years old, and we were joking around. We're saying, you know, when your kid starts dating in the future, you're gonna have to make the boyfriend come and sign a release instead of, you know, interviewing the boyfriend, worrying about who he is. You're gonna have to sign a release to make sure
kill him.
Yep. So if she does kill him or choke him out, he doesn't get sued. So the bottom line, it's great because remember
when it's protecting yourself, and I think that it's. And you're right, I think that more women should be involved.
Well, especially when you look at the most vulnerable position for a woman, right? If a woman, let's just look
on
at the worst case scenario.
What you're
on
about?
Your base, on your back with your legs wrapped around somebody, which is exactly worse a woman would be when she was being violated or being raped.
So you go for the eyeballs.
But what I'm saying is once you learn technique, and that is one of the most dominant positions in jiu-jitsu, that takes a woman who now is scared and I don't know what to do. Now, okay, now I'm in my game, I'm going to armbar you, I'm going to choke you out. I got a lot of other options to be able to protect myself.
But what in your head tells you, a woman, say I'm in that situation, mm-hmm. I mean, I obviously I have to learn the practice.
Mm-hmm.
But what is in your head that all of a sudden you take the fear out and the anger comes out and you rip their balls
off? That comes from not training. But when you train every day, you learn to not be emotional. And you don't get emotional.
Okay.
As you see here, we get tapped out, we beat each other up, but we don't. There's no emotion where we're getting frustrated and mad. When I get tapped out, after I get choked out, I went back and shook his hand. Thank you. That was awesome. You did a great job.
Because I know, I watched that.
That allows me to grow, because now I put myself in a bad situation. Now I'm in that situation. Now, if I'm in that situation, either on the street or in a tournament, now I'm not going to be panicked. I'm going to be exactly what you said. I'm not going to get emotional. I can be totally calm.
So, not only is it body training, but it's mind training.
Yes, that's why one of the big things with why Magno is really one of the been one of the on the forefront
Say
of helping
his name,
us out.
Because I don't know.
Magno Almeida. And it's Checkmate Magno Almeida. Magno's been on the forefront of helping us out with the nonprofit. He's actually sponsored a couple of veterans and giving them free jiu-jitsu classes to help them with PTSD also.
Oh, so he's okay. That's why we're here.
That's another reason
Very
why we're here.
Cool.
The bottom line is this. What I feel about, or you know, with jiu-jitsu, when you're doing jiu-jitsu, you're beating each other up like we do on a daily basis. You become
a
family.
What does that do to your body, though?
It changes your body. So what it does is maybe we can post a picture before and after of me a couple years ago. I was about 250 pounds, and I'm about 190 right now. So about 60 pounds later, that's what it
did. Oh, my God. You know, so this is going to be my weight loss program?
It very well could be. You can use those feet and kick people and lose some weight at the same time.
Oh, my God. I'm excited.
It's a win-win.
Yeah. It's a win-win. Win-win-win.
So today, what we're also here today, too, is get back to why we're here, is what we're here to do is kind of interview some of the people that helped us, gave us the inspiration to start this business. What ended up happening is we started using CBD and started using it and giving it to some of the guys, tried it out. They loved it. They call it Miracle Cream. It's been working so good. And that is what inspired us to actually start create the product.
Oh, so you had a product, and when you started training, you asked the guys to test
it out. Can you try this? And they actually enjoyed the product. They like it, and they kept on coming back, and people were saying it's Miracle Cream. And then we're like, wait a minute, this is crazy. Everybody's coming back. So everybody that we've given product to has came back and said, I love it. I want more. Or I want to give it to my mom. I heard a story today. Actually, one of the girls that we roll with, Marissa, she was here earlier. She bought a tincture last Friday.
That I saw fighting?
Yep. Yeah. And she's a police officer. We have a lot of police officers and military.
That's what I love here. There's a lot of police officers I've seen, well, were pointed out to me that are doing this.
Yeah.
And I must say, she was the only girl here, woman, female. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think it's great.
Well, what's so important, what I think is so important is this, is... what it allows the law enforcement to do is when they can protect themselves, they're not going to pull out their gun as quick. They're not going to pull out their tasers as quick. Because remember, they're not getting emotional. They're totally be able to be calm, cool, collected, because they're in these bad situations all the time. So when they get in them in a real situation, it isn't like, let me pull out my gun and shoot this person. Don't get me wrong, if they have to, they could. But then there's other thoughts. Okay, I can protect myself. There's something I can do to keep myself out of trouble. So that's basically what it is. So what we'll do right now is we'll go ahead and get a couple...
Let's talk to someone.
Okay, cool. Then we'll talk to a couple guys and we'll be right back.
Okay, great. So we have here with us, we have Jesse. And Jesse, how long have you been practicing? You're practicing jiu-jitsu, correct?
Yes, I've been training about 2 years now.
And why did you decide to do this?
Just the passion for fighting.
Yeah, I mean, guys like to fight, you know? I mean, that's basically, so obviously you want to fight, right?
As a young kid, I was a really troublemaker in high school. I used to fight all the time.
And you told me that you're from South L.A.?
Yes.
And that's a real rugged part, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of gangbangers around.
Were you a gangbanger?
No, my family members were there.
Your what?
Family members, cousins.
Okay. So how has this helped you?
It's made me more humble, more...
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it's the fact that you come in and you see a skinny guy and you think you're tougher than him, and the skinny guy chokes you out and it drops you down to being humble.
Yeah.
No matter what you can do, no matter what you say, there's nothing you can do about it. If the other guy is more skillful than you, you're going to get choked out.
It's all about skill. It's not about... body, it's not about height, it's not about weight.
Yeah,
it's about skill in your mind, correct?
Right.
Now, are you using the CBD?
Yes.
And when did you start using it? When they first started coming here? How long ago?
When Sean first introduced it to us, about last week, I believe.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I purchased the small little tooth.
Okay. And what did you, obviously, I mean, I've watched you. I watched you guys out there beat the shit out of each other,
right?
And I loved it personally.
Yeah.
I wanted to get in there.
America, right?
Yeah, I wanted to get in there. There's a lot of bad guys.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and if we're not allowed to shoot them, we have to kill them somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether it be your feet or your hands. So, what did you see? How did you see the CBD work for you? And did you have any doubts about it, or did you say, "Why am I doing this? It's a drug," or did you know anything about it when you started
I've
using
heard
it?
Of it, but I wasn't too familiar with it.
Okay.
But I felt like I needed to try it out since we train every day, so our body takes a big amount of beating.
Yeah.
So sometimes we have bruises everywhere. Like personally, me, I get bruises all the time. Or I always have to put ice So I feel like that kind of helped, like, soothe the like the soreness of the
okay,
the
bruises. So the CBD has been helping you. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, and I love that there's police officers using it.
Yeah, yeah.
Or here that know about it.
Yeah, you know, there's police officers, military, obviously, you know, he's a dental assistant.
So I love that you're a dental assistant.
We have two of our guys, you know, one of the guys, Danny, is a pastor. So, I mean, from all walks of life.
A fighting pastor.
A fighting pastor.
Now, yeah. Do you have to beat the shit out of somebody in the dental chair?
Just their teeth. Gotta pull their teeth sometimes.
Yeah.
Other than that, no.
No, I'm just teasing.
Yeah.
Well, not really. So you like using the CBD and it's been helping you?
Yeah, it's really helpful because sometimes you can't even sleep because of the bruises. And even now, I got injured today. I got caught in a footlock. My foot right now is driving.
Was it the girl that did that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, girls are tough too, man. I mean, once they start training, they get tougher than a guy. So it's no joke. Well,
I want to come here and start training so I can beat you guys.
Go ahead, do it.
Come on, man.
Just don't kill us, though. Remember, you can't kill nobody.
Leave the guns at home.
Well, why are we doing this? Just for sport?
We're doing it for confidence. We're doing it for one, for confidence. For two, I think it's. I started with my children. I have three boys. My two of my younger children started initially. Why I think it's so important is because what it teaches them is, I think the biggest problem with most millennials or most children these days is they don't know what to do when they encounter any type of adversity. Whenever they encounter adversity, they want to shut down and quit. And when you do jiu-jitsu, as you saw here, for just a short amount of time, I don't care who you are or what you're doing, you're always going to be in adversity. You might get a little bit of good time, but you're in adversity 90% of the time. What that allows you to do is appreciate when you're not in adversity. So once again, being humble, when you're walking around, you appreciate... You've already fought earlier today. I don't need... When you're walking around the street...
Then I know that you guys don't hug. Nobody, you do.
We hug at the end. At
no,
the end
you didn't done. Hug. You did other.
Oh, we fist bump.
You. Well, is so that because you stink?
No. We all do stink. We actually do. We all hug and shake hands. I don't know if you see at the end.
No,
the
I
end,
watched Gore down the line. Yeah, so we bow. You didn't hug. Nobody hugged. You bow.
We bow and shake hands and kind of a little. Yeah. But we are especially Nogi. Like, this is the worst. There's gi and no gi. So no gi, you're very slippery, very sweaty and wet. With gi, it's not as bad because the gi sucks it all up. So
what's gi?
Gi is where it looks like it's a kimono. It's basically a kimono.
Yeah.
So like you kind of look like the ropes when you come out of the shower. Yeah.
Right. So what else do you want to tell me?
Well, I mean, so far it's been a good product. I mean, it helps with the swelling, the soreness.
I love that you brought that here. That was so good for you to do because it's just getting another group of people to understand
to be exposed
what
to it.
CBD is, and it's not evil, and you're not going to die, and it's not pot.
Yeah, and the best thing is this, I think, is that a lot of people who normally probably wouldn't be exposed to it just try it and understand that there are no negative effects.
Right.
But
did you have any? I mean, when he first said something to you, did you say, "Oh, I don't know," or did you say, "Oh, yeah, that sounds good"?
I was kind of like, I wasn't too familiar with this, so I was kind of I was more like curious about it. Like I was like, "What is that?" And then he kind of like smelled like weed. I was like, "Wait a minute, this is weed." He's like, yeah, but you don't get the effect of it. Like,
no,
like,
right, it doesn't have...
So I was like, okay, maybe I can let my mom use this, because sometimes she'd be having, like, hand spasms and stuff.
Yes.
From working.
Yes.
So,
or even internally.
Yeah, to
take
tincture.
It internally, the tincture is really incredible.
Yeah, because I know my mom will not take that, especially Mexican moms. They go all crazy.
Well, Italian moms don't. I mean,
I think any mother,
they're
right?
They're not educated. Yeah. No, I'm educated when it comes to cannabis. So,
right,
I know.
It just takes because it took a while for me to educate.
It's all
my
about
mom.
Educating your people, whether it's your family, your loved ones, your friends. You know, and you know you're not getting high. I mean,
right.
Do you smoke pot?
Once in a blue.
Oh yeah, well I smoke every day, but. You know, and I also use CBD because
right.
I think it's, I think our bodies need it. We really, really need it.
I'll give you a good example. Marissa, she was here earlier, we had talked to. She bought a tincture last week. And I asked her, you know, what's your feedback on the tincture? She said, I almost feel bad keeping it and using it myself. I feel like I need to give it to my mother. So her saying that, what she really means is that it works so darn good that she felt bad taking it without giving it to her mom, so her mom could enjoy the benefits also.
Great. Well, you know what, Jesse? Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And we really appreciate it. And we have somebody else coming in. Is there somebody else?
We got another one coming in.
Yeah, thanks. Well, we've talked to Jesse, and then now we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to...
Saeed.
Is that your name? Saeed.
Like you said, like Sahi.
Sahi.
Sandoval.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, we're going to take a short break, but we'll be right back. And he is very cute.
Clear the airways for the big broadcast. It's time for HempRadio.com, your source for everything hemp and cannabis. With your host, Patty Kicks, the queen of cannabis.
Hey, we're back. Welcome to Hemp Radio. We're here at the Checkmate Magno Almeida gym, where the guys and girls are doing jujitsu and kickboxing. And as I said before, there's a lot of sweaty balls here, so I'm not sure if I want to even participate, although they're begging me. And I don't want to embarrass the guys because I know I can beat the shit out of them. So anyhow, we're back with Sean and Henry, and we have a little cutie pie here, Jesse. Jesse.
Saeed.
Oh, Jesse's gone. Say your name again.
Saeed.
Spell it.
S-A-G-I-T. The G is like an H, kind of.
Saeed.
Saeed. S. It's okay.
Saeed.
Yeah.
Perfect. What do they call you for short? Sai. Nothing.
No,
anyway, I'm not good with names, but I'm good with faces. And he's cute. What do you do other than this? Do you have a job?
Yeah, I work at a little restaurant in Cyprus.
Oh, nice. Yeah, very cool. We love food here. And you are, how long have you been coming to the gym?
Since September, so about like 6 months. But I would take a few breaks.
Okay.
Like 6 months.
And why did you decide to get into jiu-jitsu?
New hobby.
A new hobby, yeah. Okay. We know that you don't need your body tone because he has a great body, but he's only 21. Hello. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was fabulous at 21. You were fabulous. This is what you have to look forward to, okay?
Dang, what guy really isn't that bad?
I'm just teasing.
I know, but...
Anyway... I have such a hard time pronouncing his name. I'm sorry.
That's because you keep on looking into his eyes. Quit looking into his eyes. And quit trying to get all gazed in his eyes and actually pay attention.
H, that's H.
Sahi.
Yeah.
Oh. Sahi. See, if you write things phonetically, it's easier to pronounce. Okay, so you've been doing this and you've been having aches and pains also.
No, so I bought the CBD oil for my mom. Sorry.
That's okay. Every stop, you can hear everything. Oh, for your mom.
Yeah, I don't
okay.
have any pains. It's for my mom. Yeah,
well,
she had.
Well, if I beat you up, you'll have... No, I'm just teasing.
Yeah.
So tell me about your mom.
She would always just have back pain, and then she wouldn't be able to sleep at night, and a lot of stress. And then after putting that on, she just... Everything's gone.
Does she know what it is? Does she know anything about it?
Yeah, I explained it to her. It was just... Well... I don't really know too much about it, but I told her it was like a hemp joint formula, and then once you put it on, it just takes away the pain.
And she used it and said, oh my God, I feel better?
Yeah, she actually sleeps at night and then just wakes up with...
Wow.
Yeah.
So, what is your nationality?
Hispanic.
You're Hispanic. Now, from what I understand, Hispanic moms don't want to use cannabis. Who said that? Somebody, was it
Jesse
said
yeah,
that?
That's really
So,
agreeable.
Does your mom know what it is?
Yeah, I told her it's marijuana based, but there's no THC in it at all.
And she was okay.
Yeah, I told her I was like, you have to try it out. 'cause,
and then, I love that she did that and not, I mean, she respected you and tried it out and is feeling better.
Yeah. She like, sleeps at night, doesn't stress. And because she would stress out like late at night because I have three brothers. So.
Yeah, see, if I had four boys, I'd kill myself because you're stressed.
And they're all, they're never
you're
home,
all stressed,
so.
Right. Are you the youngest?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's hard. And you have three boys, Sean.
Yep.
So I had a girl. I couldn't have handled a boy.
Three boys and a stepdaughter.
So. Okay. Who's the easiest?
Well, I mean, it's hard for me to really say because my stepdaughter, she was kind of a tom. My stepdaughter was kind of like a tomboy, so she, you know, I never really had a girly girl. So if I had a girly girl, I wouldn't know what to do. So with three boys that do jiu-jitsu, it's very easy for me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, suck it up. Are you bleeding? No. Then you're fine. Go back
in. But see,
in
that's how I was as a mother.
That's weird.
I mean, we didn't do anything, but I said, if my kid, anything happened, if there's no blood, shut up.
Well, that's kind of old school, right? Now, I think, like I said, I think the society's changed. Everybody cries and whines for every little thing.
Because of their parents.
Yeah, well, because they were, oh, honey, are you okay? And their parents didn't do exactly what we just talked about. Hey, are you bleeding? No. Then you're fine. Are you okay? And that's what it was. So it's learned behavior. So if it makes sense to me and I get a reaction out of it and it's a positive reaction, I want to keep doing it. That's what kids do.
Yeah. Now, you spoken? What is your mom's name?
Sonia.
Have you spoken with Sonia?
I have not spoken with Sonia. I thought it was really cool because when I first started inquiring about the product and first brought it to the gym, Saeed was one of the first guys that came up to me and told me, you know, I really want to get something for my mom because she can't sleep at night. And so
a good son.
Yeah, that was really cool. And from the initial time he had talked to me about it, it was probably maybe a month or even a month. 2 months until we actually got the product and we actually gave him a sample to try. And then we got him the sample, he started using it and came back with great reviews. And then once again, the feedback that we got from the gym is really where all this came from. Seeing that CBD oil is not some snake oil, right?
Right. And that's what people immediately think of. I mean, if they know anything about cannabis, they're going to think, oh, wow, another one of these.
Yeah. And well, the other problem too is, there's two issues. Number one, the people that aren't educated about it, like we just discussed. The second thing is the people that do research about it who try to be educated but don't understand the CBD space. What I mean by that is there's about 10, maybe 12 major manufacturers at private label. We discussed this last week.
Right.
That private label for everybody.
And it's all the same.
And it's all the same product,
right.
So it's all crap.
Right.
You don't even know what's in it, and you're just private labeling it.
What distinguishes yours
and
from the rest?
When what distinguishes ours from the rest is we custom made our formula. So every one of our formulas, every one of our formulas is custom made. Number one, it's all of our rubs are high CBD. 2 ounce jars, 1500 milligrams of CBD isolate. And we have a menthol and a regular version. The other thing that's important is all of our ingredients are all organic. So we have organic shea butter, mango butter, and we use organic carrier oils and then organic essential oils. The bottom line, all that put together, which creates our rub. There's one kind of cool thing about it. You have to keep it at room temperature. Anything if it goes above room temperature, it will liquefy. Now
is that bad?
It all depends on how you look at it. From my perspective, it's not bad, and I'm going to tell you why. Because the only way to keep a harder consistency is by putting more beeswax in it. Now, the problem with putting more beeswax in it, not allowing it to liquefy, the whole goal of our product is when you put, our body is 98.7 degrees, right?
Uh-huh.
So when you put this on our body, automatically it goes right into your skin
right.
and melts. That is a goal because if we put too much beeswax on it, if you think about it, lip balm is beeswax.
Right.
It just sits on your surface and doesn't even go into your skin. So if we start putting too much beeswax in there to keep that hardness consistency, we will lose the penetration of the oils that go directly into the skin. So that's does it kind of suck that it does liquefy when it gets hot? Yes, but there is a true benefit to that.
Okay.
So.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you know, I mean, do you smoke pot?
I do not.
You're 21 years old, you don't smoke pot? Wow. Do you drink?
Sometimes.
What does that mean?
A couple times a month. Just depends when.
You're a good boy.
So, Patty, one of the cool things is this. When you're doing jiu-jitsu and when you're doing a sport that you literally have to come in every day...
Your head has to be in a certain place.
I used to drink every once in a while. I used to drink, you know, maybe a couple times a week. Now, as I do jiu-jitsu, it's like, okay, if I have to roll tomorrow morning, when I come home, if I have one drink, I don't drink beer, but if I drink a Captain and Coke... It would affect me the next day. It's a conscious decision. Doing this is more important than having a drink at night.
Right.
So for me, the cannabis at night helps me sleep, helps me with my pain, and then the CBD helps me off. So what I do in the morning, I wake up, take the tincture. I come to jiu-jitsu every morning. So prior to coming to jiu-jitsu, I use a citrus rub all over, or the natural rub all over my hands and any sore spots that hurt. Then I come back home from jiu-jitsu, take a shower. I'll eat, and then I'll hit it again. Hit the...
See, you get a little bit older, then you're going to be using that.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You know what I'm saying? As you get older,
your body changes.
21 years from now, come and talk to me. Because I'm 42, and you start feeling it. So.
But I love that he got it for his mom. I mean, I think that is so good. Now, did you know about cannabis? Do you know anything?
I've tried it a few times. It's just some things aren't for everybody.
That's right. But, and I love that. So were you concerned at all about the product? Because that's people, you know, have the mentality, oh my God, it's marijuana. It's like bad. It's illegal. I mean.
Well, I knew that there's no THC in it. You can't get high.
Well, because you're smart then.
And then, you know? I was like, okay, this is perfect for my mom. Because I know if I told her, oh, it's going to get you high, there's no way. They'd probably just throw it out.
Well, I think one of the coolest things, too, about starting out like we did is there's a different level of accountability here at the gym. Because we sit here and beat each other up on a daily basis, you aren't going to come. I wouldn't come in here and give a product to one of my brothers or give a product to one of my friends that doesn't work that they're going to go give to their mom. So once somebody from the gym who's actually a part of the gym, part of our family, brings something in, everybody really will test it out. But there's a level of faith and trust in the people behind it because there's accountability.
Yeah.
Because let's say worst case scenario that I was selling snake oil. When I come here, everybody's going to come back to me. You charged me $140 for snake oil.
Right.
What's up, Sean? Come on, let's go on the mat. Let's choke you out. Everybody's going to want to beat me up.
They're going to be jumping on
you. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So the point is, I think that's a great thing about this. Like I said, a different level of accountability. There is no BS here. This is real. Just like when you get on the mat, it's real. There is no games. You can be a big guy. You can be 6'5", 300 pounds, and get beat up by a 150-pound guy. You know, that's truthfully what inspired me when I first came here. When I first came here, I was 250 pounds. And I rolled with at 250 pounds, I'm 42. I thought I was a tough guy. You know, I thought I could handle mine. And I'm getting...
Did they beat the shit out of you?
I got tapped out 5 or 6 times within 3 minutes by 150, 160-pound guys.
Right,
so they weigh 100 pounds less than me, and they're just mopping the floor. And then the worst thing is, after I got tapped out 2 or 3 times, I couldn't even breathe anymore, and they're just chilling. Like, hey, are you done? Because I had no gas.
Yeah.
So
how long did it take you to get up to speed?
Well, it all comes down to one thing: how much you come.
Yeah.
Okay, if you come 2 days a week, you're still not going to get gas.
No.
So what's crazy about gas, or what's crazy about stamina, is I didn't come last week because I had to do some. I didn't come one day last week, and then I was off. Basically, I missed 3 days out of 7. So I only came 4 days
last week. And you felt it?
I came back on Monday, I felt it. So just one day being off, you feel it. Well, because your body is not... I mean, that's why I was saying we're going 100%. We're going out there literally trying to go for brokes.
And it doesn't matter how old you are or anything. Because I saw two...
There's a 70-year-old.
Yeah,
I know.
That's Iron Man. So Iron Man's 70 years old. He's a black belt. The guy is awesome, ex-police officer, great guy. He trains 3-4 days a week.
So are there a lot of police people?
A lot of police, a lot of first responders. I think the benefit for police officers, like we talked about, is them being able to kind of, you know, protect themselves and not have to worry about pulling out any guns until they have to.
No, they don't pull out guns at all anymore because they're not allowed to because of Jerry Brown's stupid laws. I say, kill the motherfuckers. That's all I'm saying. There's so many bad people out there. I don't want to wrestle them. Some people, they clog up our courts.
Yeah.
And you know, and I understand it, but, you know, we had an incident that we talked about at my condo where we were on lockdown for a full day because of a tweaker.
Yeah.
That's why it's good. That's why it's good to learn. That's why it's good to learn self-defense, because you know, then you can defend yourself, or you can have your children defend themselves if they're ever in a situation. God forbid they're ever in a situation. But that level of confidence, I think what it does, I think what that level of confidence does is it affects every aspect of your life. So not only does it affect you in the gym and coming, like I said,
it's discipline.
It is discipline.
It's discipline, and I think every kid should learn it because it's discipline.
I agree.
And I think that's really, really, really important, most of all in today's society when parents aren't teaching their kids anything.
Aside from that, one of the things I think is cool about it, too, for children is nothing's for free in this world. And they realize that with a lot of other sports or a lot of the things they do, hey, they play soccer, they play baseball, they play whatever sport they play. Everybody gets a trophy. It doesn't matter if you're good or not. Either you try or not, whatever your effort level.
I'm not
level.
Into that. Yeah.
So this is the beauty of this.
Right.
This is all you.
You gotta earn it.
If you go out there, every belt you earn, every stripe you earn, everything is you and nobody else.
Then I think that's what happened to us, and that's how we became pussified.
I agree.
Because. Oh, Johnny, let him go. I mean, everybody just turns their head and pushes kids through school, and you have a bunch of dummies.
Yep.
I mean, nobody wants to be held accountable for what they're doing, and I have a hard time with that.
I agree 100%. Accountability is number one.
Right.
If you can't be accountable for yourself, what are you, and who are you, and what are you about?
Loser.
Yeah.
Big loser. What do you have to say, Sahi?
Try it out. It's not fake. It's there for you.
Yeah. I think it's so amazing that this young man got it for his mother, and she's using it, and it works. That's what impresses me the most. I mean, I know it works because we know.
Yeah.
We're preaching to the choir.
Yeah.
So I think it's great. I think that's really, really... you have a great platform here for your products. I mean,
the demographic's awesome because we have people from all different walks of life.
Yes.
All different ages, all different walks of life, all different ages. And once again, we're not only affecting the people in the gym, like Saeed gave it to his mom. We talked to Marissa earlier. She gave it to her mom. You know, one of the other...
Is Marissa the cop?
Marissa's a cop. And then we have another guy that trains here. He's Quan. And Quan actually, he bought some of the rub and gave it to his father. So it's the same thing. We're seeing a lot of the same thing. That giving it back to helping out the old people.
Yeah.
And obviously, hey, they know it works, so they're willing to use it themselves. Once they realize it works for them, it's like there almost is an obligation. If it works for me, I got to go take care of my parents.
Yeah.
And that's what is awesome. You know?
I think it's great. I think it's absolutely... Now, what is the name of the product again, and where do they get it?
They get it. The name of the product is Our Life, OurLifeCBD.com, or hashtag OurLifeCBD. You can go on our website and check out all the information. We just launched that. We got a lot of changes coming soon. We just launched our social media, so we're starting that up. What you can do is go ahead and DM our social media. It's at OurLife, OurLifeCBD. Or hashtag OurLifeCBD on Instagram. Either one, you can get a hold of us, DM us, and we'll go ahead and we can work something out. We are here at the gym all the time, and we're going to be setting up and doing a lot of events here this summer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like what? Like jiu-jitsu and
Jiu-jitsu events. Jiu-jitsu, kickboxing events. We also want to go to some women's events, just other types of expos, fitness expos, anywhere where people are in pain.
Right.
Where people can utilize something and haven't been exposed to this, and the only other option is either some type of opiate or some other kind of topical with all kinds of, that has side
chemicals,
effects.
Right.
Bottom line, we want something natural that doesn't create side effects. That's one of the things. When you start doing jiu-jitsu, your whole life changes. As we talked about, stop drinking. You start eating correctly because you coming here is more important, and you start eating more healthy and more natural. And it's the same thing. It's part of the progression. Why would you, if you're cleaning up the way you eat, cleaning up what you drink, cleaning up every aspect of your life, but you're still taking this medication that's affecting you, that makes no sense. Clean that up. Go to a natural-based medication and do something natural-based so you totally clean yourself up. You don't have those chemicals in your body with the side effects. So that's really what I think.
Cleanse yourself.
Yep, that's how I think we could benefit.
Yeah. Well, obviously it's working because people here at the Check Matt Magno El Meet Almeida?
Almeida.
Almeida.
Checkmate Magno Almeida.
Right, that's a mouthful.
Yes, it is.
And it's really close. I mean, it's in Garden Grove, California.
Well, it's actually Westminster.
Westminster.
Yeah. And what's kind of cool, just to give you, if it'll make it easier for you to pronounce Magno's name. When I heard about it, I thought it was pretty cool. So in Brazil, Magno is Magnum. He was named after Magnum P.I.
Oh, I loved him.
So, I just thought that was kind of funny.
Wow. So that's his real name, Magno.
His real name is Magno, and he was named after Magnum P.I., yep.
Wow, that's so funny. Anyway, this has been great. I mean, is there anything else that you guys want to say?
Well, that's it. Just keep a lookout for our product and check us out online. We're going to be around in the local area. Hit us up for any, if you see us, hit us up for some samples. We want to give away our product, show people what it does, how it works, and leave it up to you whether or not you think it's a product for you.
Well, thank you so much for sharing all this with us and allowing me to come into the gym with all guys. I kind of love it because you know me.
Yes, I do.
And thank you so much, Sahi.
Yes.
That sounds like a Palestinian name.
Yeah, they say it's a little like Middle Eastern.
It's not Hispanic.
I guess they say it is, but they also say it's Austin. It's like
it's what?
Middle Eastern and stuff.
It's Middle East. It sounds Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
Because I was in love with his character, and this is why I'm saying his name was Sahib. And that's why I kept calling you that.
So you were like, you were...
I was in love with his character on TV, and that was his name.
Really? What show was that on?
Lost.
I know Sahib. Oh, okay. I remember
that guy.
I
loved him. I loved Lost. Okay. I cried when it was over. But he was my love. I loved him on the show.
Well, Patty, I think it's time we all get lost.
And you know what I say. It's time to blow this joint.